going to attempt to do a tutorial on Beeman G Drive. With the caveat that this game is pretty heavy OCR dependent. It is not what you would call accessible at all. If you're going to do this, you need to be comfortable with Golden Cursor. I'm not going to tell you how to install that, because you're just going to need to have it installed. You're going to kind of need to know what you're doing. Like, if you kind of can start an application and run it, and it has accessibility and you can use it, that's not going to be enough. Also, just so that you can stop watching here if you want to, this game requires a pretty, decent GPU, and I would say 8 gigs of RAM is barely enough. 8 gigs of RAM will let you play on the flat map, which is fine. You really want 16 gigs, and you want a modern GPU, which I kind of don't have, but it works. So just bear that in mind. It is a very computationally heavy game, and that's the thing. I'm just interjecting at the time where I'm editing, just to say that you're going to want to have a semi-modern CPU as well. So I'm going to launch it, and I'm at my desktop right now. I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm going to hit NVDA Control M to go into the mouse preferences.
NVDA settings, mouse, normal configuration, dialog, mouse property page, report mouse shape changes, checkbox, not checkbox, process.
And I'm going to turn that one on.
Check. Enable mouse tracking, checkbox, not checkbox,
and I'm going to turn that one on.
Check.
And you'll see why in a minute.
Desktop list, reboot, x64, 84.
I'm going to press enter here. I do have an Xbox controller. You're probably going to want one. You're going to want a controller of some sort, believe me. You can play it with a keyboard. It's kind of meh.
Launching, think, launching, document, dmg.drive, graphics, starting name, dmg.drive, 0.3.5.0.5,
this is a launcher, you have a couple of options. You can go through that if you want to buy the game. By the way, before I even, it's $24.99, usually on Steam, it goes down to about $19.99 on sales.
Desktop list. List item. dmg.drive, 0.3.5.0.1676, release, dmg.drive, 0.3.5.0.1676, release,
so we're just waiting for the game to start. And I'm going to press enter. That is free roam. Now, you could also have OCR'd your screen. I guess I'll go back. I'll just hit escape a couple times. You can OCR your screen.
Recognizing result document. dmg.drive. Full select. Back. Navigate. Tab left. Free roam. Replace. Tab right. Campaigns. Garage. Track builder. Repository. 15 of 15 credits.
So.
Scenarios. Buzzers.
I'm just going to go.
Scenarios. Track builder. Garage. Campaigns. Tab right. Replace. Free roam.
I'm going to root my mouse.
Left click.
Click. And by the way, you know, like I said, no NVDA. Know how to root your mouse, know how to do object nav, know how to do all that. I'm not going to cover that.
Already in the contact record, DMG, stack, throw, battle, media, stack, main menu, cards, grid, small, bulletin, grid, small.
We'll go here. This one says grid, small. It sometimes it just says grid, sometimes it just says grid, small, sometimes it says grid, small, pure. It just depends on how it OCRs.
Left click.
I'm going to click once.
Already in the contact record, DMG, record, stack, throw, default, default.
There's only one spawn point here, so I'm just going to click default. Double click.
Double click.
Now there's going to be a loading screen.
That's fine. So, I'm
in a car. It is not the one that you're going to hear. I changed my default car. If I press the A button on my Xbox controller, and then I start pushing down the throttle. Actually, you won't even have to do that. When you launch in the game here, I'm gonna hit Q. You will not need to hit Q. This is how you start out by default, is arcade mode. That means you never have to touch a gear shift, nothing like that. You just go. And you press your brake control, which is gonna be your left trigger. And when you hold it down again, you'll go to reverse. Press your throttle, you'll stop, you'll go forwards. That's not fun for me, so I'm going to put in manual mode, and I'll kind of show you how to go about doing that in a minute. And I guess I should have gotten this out of the way as well. There will be a screen when you first launch the game. If you install it from Steam, you launch the game for the first time, there will be a screen. You will want to say yes to both options, and you may need to scroll down with your mouse wheel. Or use the newly implemented NVDA thing that does the same thing. I have mine bound to NVDA, alt, up arrow, and down arrow. I'm using laptop layout so they don't interfere with anything. I'm going to switch to a different car. I'm going to press Control E to do that. Now, I don't OCR the list of cars. You can, but you listen, I'll show you what you get.
Recognizing result document. Auto Bell Pilina. Pack 18, 23, 7. Full main menu. Auto Bell Scan. Burnside Keisha. KS under C. Azul Parcel. Map. Mods. 21, 8, 21. Vehicles. Raquel Bastion. Chariot of CV. KI Zeri. Azul Kubuck. Vehicle Conflict Environment. Auto Bell Collapse. Options. Set as default. Reset. Search. Demo Default. Remove CU. Raquel. 23, 35, 34. Raquel Advance. Level Y. Azul D0 Expand. Configure. Include custom. Auto Bell Filters. Drive Train. Comb Current. Remove Load. None. Meta Symbol. FTU. Silico. Navigate. Other. RWD Type. Full Conflict Transmission. Automatic. DCT. CVT. Full Conflict. Tab Left. Tab Right. Beta Stage. 4WD. LX2. Odd. Other. Manual. Sequential. Tag Online. Alpha Bell Butter. Alpha Bell.
So you get a lot there. Not all of it is helpful to you. Some of it is, I know what most of these do. There are filters in there for changing what configurations you want to show. I never use those. Look, if I want to go after, let's say I want to go after a big rig, I'm going to go down 5 with my controller, which is kind of why I said you want one, because this does not work on keyboard. And then I'm going to go right, I think it's 3. And now I can OCR this top. Gavril T-Series, so I know that's the one I want. I'm just going to go down a couple. And I'm going to press double-click the A button. And now I've got a big rig. Now, you could drive this with arcade mode. I'm going to put it into gear, and I'm going to drive it. Put the jake brake on. Coming to a stop, barely need to even touch our air brakes. Anyway, I'm gonna go to a different car. Control E again. That's gonna be alright, I guess. So you could hear there, I ground the gears out a little bit. That's just because I didn't know if it was automatic or manual. So if it's manual, I can just go through. I went through and customized bindings. Let me tell you what. If the option is available for you to do so, get sighted assistance. It is a pain to do it yourself. It is a pain. I have spent all afternoon, more than one afternoon, doing this. It's not that it's necessarily a hard concept to get your head around. It's the fact that there are different icons, and there's no way, because they're graphical, there's no way to OCR it and tell which is which, so you kind of have to guess. But I can get in this car. A button shifts up if you have manual mode on. I have remapped my left trigger, which was normally brake. That is now my clutch, so that I can launch smoothly, and I basically swapped the left bumper and the left trigger, so left trigger is now my clutch, and I have no analog brake. My brake is full on or full off. As you can observe there. So, by default, your D-pad on your controller, the up direction will slow the game down for you. Left is like to recover your vehicle right where it is to fix it and upright it and everything. Right would be to return you back to your spawn point, and down is like your ignition. So you can turn a car off in this game. You can turn it back on. And no, now long enough. There you go. I can put it in too high of a gear and stall it completely. You know what I mean? It's realistic in that way. So what I want to show you is how to get into the options and change some things that you may want to change. In this case, I'm pressing escape to get the menu up, and I'm pressing control home.
Options.
And then I'm going to press options.
Look, please.
Then I'm going to go to gameplay. I'm just one clicking these, obviously. And then I'm
going to
do. You see that there's these gearboxes.
Realistic, ABS only. Realistic. Clutch assistant. Manual throttle assistant. Manual transmission. Over zero clutch assistant. Under zero clutch assistant. Strength.
A lot of these You want your realistic ABS only, and you want your realistic gearbox. Now, you can use Be My Eyes, and it'll tell you what you have going on. So if I do that... And when I alt-tab back into the game, I press Control-Enter to make it full screen again, and the only reason I do that is just so that the taskbar is hidden. So you see, it kind of gives you a rundown of what's checked and what's not checked. You can use that in case you miss. Now, when you click one of these. Like when you click a checkbox in BeamNG, and I'll go ahead and do that.
BeamNG applies dash 0.32. Normal cursor. Recognizing result mods. Back. Display user manual log control gameplay. Cut off from enable smart enable vehicle cursor. Environment both of the labs options. Driving aids are both. Driving assistant. Gearbox. Gearbox safety assistant. Realistic ABS only. Realistic. Clutch assistant. Manual transmission. Throttle assistant. Manual transmission. Unknown cursor.
You'll get this.
Left click.
I'm just gonna click it again.
Left click.
And so you'll see there that you do get a sound, but that sound does not in any way indicate to you the state of the thing. It's the same sound. So, that's not going to work for you, so you're going to have to use Be My Eyes to figure that out. Control binding tutorial I will not do, just because I don't have it down to a science yet, and I kind of want to give you information you can use. I don't want to sit here and say, well, if you do this, and you do that, and you do this, and you do that, it may work. If you want to change your bindings,
normal cursor.
Be willing to put in the time to figure it out, or get sighted assistance. That's my thing to you. I have also mapped the Y button on my Xbox controller is now my cruise control. It used to be your map. The map is not useful to us at all. I've also changed the spawn key to the up arrow, the up D-pad. Because what it would do before is this, it slows down the gaming time, the game time. It would slow it down. I don't care about that. I can't see that. I mean, it's funny to just kind of go. It's kind of funny to do that every once in a while, but it's not. Serving a purpose, you know what I mean? So I just took that off of there. So now the up arrow spawns me a new car, and I'll do it, and you'll hear it cut out and cut back in. And you'll hear the handbrake. The first time the handbrake is on, you press the gas just to lift it off. And also the right bumper will take it on and put it off. And I've also got turn signals on left and right. And they do self-cancel, so if I drive. I'm gonna put the turn signal on. I'm gonna turn to the right. And when I let off, I didn't cancel them. They cancel themselves. So they will self-cancel for you. And I can take a J turn. I can just like crank the wheel to the left and oh shit, did I? We're putting it in reverse. Yes, you can. If you stall your engine, if you have enough momentum, you can pop start it so long as you know which direction you're traveling. Be My Eyes will also describe these interiors for you sometimes. I'm going to press the right. I'm going to press what would be like R3 R3 on a PlayStation. And then I'm going to reset my camera position. Then I'm going to move it down just a tad. And then I'm going to press the keyboard shortcut and see what it says.
The image shows a view from inside the vehicle in the game BeamNG.5. The game version is 0.32.5.0.1676 and is running with Red 3D11. The speedometer indicates a low speed of 1 mph. There are several icons at the top left, including the fuel pump, an exclamation mark, and a circle, arrows pointing north and right, and an ABS anti-lock braking system icon. The scene outside the vehicle shows a red light pattern on the ground with a clear blue sky.
Actually, what I want to do is BeamNG.5. I want to go back and do that again, but I'm going to press Alt-U, and the reason I'm going to do that is to turn off the in-game UI so that the only thing it can see is the car dashboard. And I'm going to press the down on the camera again. I'm going to try that one more time.
The image shows a view from inside the vehicle in the game BeamNG.5 version 0.32.5.0.1676 running in the red 3D level. The perspective is from the driver's seat. Looking out through the windshield, the scene outside appears to be a flat. Grid pattern surface under a clear blue sky. The interior of the vehicle is dark and part of the rearview mirror inside here are visible.
unless it's not giving me dashboard. It's not giving me dashboard. I can try but I don't think I can. So sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't. I can ask it specifically. If it doesn't do it this time, I'll ask it specifically. What instruments on the dash are readable?
What instruments on the dash are readable? Please wait, my eyes write a message. The dashboard instruments are not clearly visible or readable. The image should focus more on the interior frame of the vehicle and the outside environment.
Okay. So I did kind of push the stick down a little bit. I can also press number 1, which is the orbit cam. I can turn it to the side a little bit and take a picture. You can see what the car looks like. Okay, so I did not know that this was a sheriff's vehicle, but now that I do know that, here's what I can do. I'm gonna press Alt U again, just so I don't forget. If you are ever playing this game and your Control E and your Control W and stuff aren't working, maybe you turned off your UI. But now that I know that we have a sheriff's vehicle, I can double tap Shift N. The first tap will turn on my emergency lights, and the second will do this. So just imagine you got a bad guy coming up, and you're trying to get after him. And if I press number 4... So, let's take and do something to this car. Actually, I will be back, and then I will reach you. Okay, we're starting in 3, 2, 1. So let's say I want to do some of this car. There's a lot of visual stuff you can do. I went ahead and pressed Control W, and I'm going to OCR.
Recognizing result back. Search license plate design.
And I know that I'm in the right place. And if I just go down.
Plus frame name and mods, map, drive new vehicles, vehicle combined, mode, overlaps, options, empty, sheriff. Frame. New mode, open, zoom, display, highlight, subparts, apply changes, overlay, navigate, save, overlay, R, revise, license plate, apply.
You can pretty much see that we have a sheriff frame, and that's about it. You can, anywhere it says a plus sign, so make sure that your punctuation is at a level where it'll read plus signs. Anywhere it says a plus sign, you can expand that category and see more, but I'm just going to search. I'm going to wrap my mouse and click, press escape, and I'm going to type engine. So I'm not going to change the engine. I'm just going to add stuff to it and modify. So I'm clicking on that empty, and I'm going to see what that covers. So, we'll add an adjustable rev limiter, I guess. And now when I blip the throttle, It cuts in and keeps me from blowing up my engine.
Already in the contact results. Demand to results back. Back. Adjustable oil limiter.
And I'm, by the way, I'm hitting page down and stuff to get past a lot of this boilerplate stuff I don't care about.
Stop long block.
So the long block's gonna need some reinforcement.
Already in the contact with the results document. Back. 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 User engine. New one display. New one stop. Heavy duty long empty. Heavy duty long block. Left click. Unknown cursor.
And that's gonna allow us to add more torque to the engine.
Already in the contact with
without blowing it up.
Recognizing adjustable oil 4.016. Adjustable heavy duty long block. Stop engine mounts. You
don't want your engine flopping around inside the engine bay.
So
now you can tell that we've got this stuff on here. So I've done some stuff to my engine. So what do you need for an engine to be able to do? It's a big pump. It's a big air pump, right? Like, that's essentially what it is. So it's got to be able to take in air to make power, right? Air and fuel.
Take license plate design. Search.
So, I'm going to go ahead and type in intake.
Recognize back. User intake. Name. Intake. Main menu. Mods. Map. Drive. Vehicle. Combine. Mobile. Map. Options. Save. Low. Active. Car. Carbureted intake.
Carbureted intake. So, let's see if we have any other options.
Unknown cursor. Left click. Normal cursor. Already in the contact. Demand. Recognize. Debug. R. Resize. O. Select. Navigate. Apply. Highlight. Subparts. Apply. Highlight. Zoom. Zoom. Carbureted. Save. Load. Options. Save. Carbureted. Zoom. Load. Zoom. Highlight. Supply. Navigate. O. Select.
It does not look like we do.
Back. User intake. Name. Intake. Main menu. Mods. Map. Drive. Vehicle. Combine. Mobile. Map. Options. Save. Carbureted. Zoom. Display names.
So that's unfortunate. We picked a lousy car to be able to mess with that. So that's fine. Let's go then see if we can do anything with the exhaust.
Recognizing back, search license plate, search. Left click, DMG. Recognize back, search license plate, design, take design, plus frame, main menu, DMG, recognize back, search license plate.
Sometimes that happens. If I click on that.
Left click, DMG, recognize user, other examples. DMG,
then I'm going to type EXH.
Recognizing back, user, X, name, exhaust, main menu, mods, map, drive, vehicle, 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 another click, normal cursor, DMG, recognize, navigate, apply, change, highlight, subpar, new one, load, X, debug, tune, raise, exhaust, tune, raise, exhaust, arcade, debug, tune, raise, empty, blind, options,
I'm not gonna put the tuned race exhaust on there because that's a modded part, so we don't have any intake, we don't have any exhaust. We've given it a little bit more. Well, obviously, that's not good enough, so let's see what else we can do. Sometimes when I press Control W, it doesn't work. And so what I will do is I will press escape and then I will move the mouse and click. And the game is a little funny like that. And sometimes if the mouse isn't in the window, the keyboard keys won't work. So the horn works. I should be able to press Control W.
Recognizing result. Back. Line T. Search. License plate. Design. Search. Line T.
I'm going to move. Right the mouse. Click. Press escape. And I'm going to type in NITR for nitrous.
Recognizing result document. X. R. Reset. Debug. X. Debug. X. Save. Mouse. Select. Apply. Change. Highlight. Subpar. New frame. Share. Empty. Options.
And
recognize back. Search. License plate. Design. License. Search. EA. Left click. DMG. Apply. 0.3. Recognize back. User. Slash. Name. Microsoft. Main menu.
There we go.
Vehicle. Vehicle. Combine. Overlap. Option. Active. Empty.
It's empty.
Left click. Normal cursor. DMG. Recognize. R. Reset. O. Select. Navigate. Apply. Change. Highlight. Subpar. New Microsoft. Empty. Microsoft. Injection.
Get some nitrous oxide.
Normal cursor. Unknown cursor. DMG. Apply. 0.3. Recognize. Result. Apply. Change. Highlight. Zoom. 50K. 1D. Microsoft. 50K. Double. Shot. Left click. Unknown. DMG. Recognize. Result. Back. 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 Zoom. Open. Options. Overlap. Overlap. Vehicle. Vehicles. Drive. Mouse. Map. Drive. Online. Alpha.
Let's
back,
see.
User. 200K.
Here's where things get stupid. First of all, when you do this, the nitrous oxide is tunable in the tuning screen to automatically spray at certain conditions. We're going to say the heck with that, and we're going to spray it whenever the heck we want, but unfortunately the way that we do that is to set up a binding, and I know I told you we wouldn't do the bindings. But so that's the thing. If you can't get help with the bindings or you don't want to do it yourself, maybe nitrous is not what you want. Here's where it gets stupid. I can blow my engine. Watch. I'll do it again from the outside. And why? Because I'm really, really over revving it. So let's try something. I'm not using it. I'm about to now. See how it picked us up? Can you hear that? I'm pressing it when I'm not pressing it. So nitrous can kind of give you a boost. Let's see what happens if I... use a little bit of nitrous there. So that's an option. And watch if I turn. Watch what happens if I turn the. My engine. It's slow to rev. Slow to rev, so I damaged it. And I'll spawn a new one just so I can show you. This is full throttle. Now I'm gonna spawn a new one. See the difference? I damaged the engine that way. I'm gonna try to blow the engine block clean out of the car just for some fun. Nah, that didn't go all the way out. That time it stuff flowed out. I don't know what exactly flew out. And you can hear that. You can hear the ticking because it got real hot. There's the horn blowing. As compared to where you hear the ticking from. I think parts of the engine flew out that time. So I've kind of done a basic tutorial. I know that I didn't go over the end, like a lot of the commands. Like I said, if you don't know Golden Cursor, if you don't know Object Nav, I would highly recommend learning those before even watching this. If the information that I told you in the start doesn't apply to you, I wouldn't recommend buying the game because you're not gonna. It's not gonna run right for you. And just before I sign off, let me just show you that there are other maps. Go to the half pipes. It'll load my default car again. Half pipes is just,
normal cursor.
What I'll do, I'll put it in free camera mode with Shift C, and I'm gonna hit A to like strafe the camera, and then I'm gonna rotate my right stick. Now you can kind of hear. So I'm gonna back the car up. And I'm going to launch it. Now I'm going to scan to see what I broke.
Already in contention for 15 minutes, recognizing result document, tension damage. Rear drive shaft broken, 0012 mph, full speed, N3, stop, mph, DMG.
So there is a time limit on the messages that show up, so if you think you broke something, scan right away. You can also turn that periodic scan result refresh thing on in NVDA, the thing that kind of mimics the way Lion worked. And that will help you, but it gets annoying if you use it in menus. So it looks like my car is damaged in a way that it's not really drivable. So I want to see, this has gotten really hard to do and I don't really exactly understand why, but I used to turn, and I'm going to use a mouse now, you can hold control down and you can, there's nodes on the car that turn blue. It used to be really kind of easy to find them and pick the car up and throw it around. I'm going to mouse wheel up to increase the strength of it, but it's really gotten harder to do. It's like pickier about the nodes and where they are and whatnot. So we're not really getting any dice on that, unfortunately. And that's sad because that was extremely fun. So I'm going to show you one more map.
Recognizing cruise mods, tag, throw, name map, vehicles, cliff, vehicle, conduit, environment, environment, vehicle, cliff, vehicles, cliff.
And...
Left click, DMG, recognize, tag, throw, top of the hill, default, navigate, top of the hill, default. Left click.
This is cliff. It does exactly what you think it's going to do. You drive the car off the cliff. And our engine has been destroyed. It's no longer running and it no longer starts. And we've come to a stop. So that is the basic tutorial. I did kind of explain certain things. I left certain things out. I didn't go over how to install mods. If this gets any traction, if there's any interest in it, if there's any people who take this, because I know it's kind of a niche thing and I know you got to put a lot of time into understanding how to do things in this game. You know, if you're on the fence about it, I don't mind helping people learn it if it's what they want to do. If it, you know, if they're willing to put the time in, I'm not willing to, like, do everything for you, because then you don't learn. But I'm willing to help along the way. So, if that's something that you're interested in, you can, leave comments, and I may put my Discord tag in the comments or something like that in case you want to reach out if you're interested in learning more about how to play this game. Just to summarize again, it takes at least 8 gigs, I would say more like 16, to play this game. If you want to play on any maps that aren't just flat, you're going to want to have at least 16. You're going to want to have a GPU. I have an NVIDIA GTX 1650, and that's probably the lowest that you want to go. I had a computer with a 4050 in it, an RTX 4050, and that played it flawlessly. This does too. There are some hiccups every once in a while, but it's not that bad. So you will want a controller. If you really want to get into it, you really want a controller, and you're going to want to go in there and turn your ABS to realistic, and you're going to want to go and turn your default gearbox mode to realistic as well. If you want to experience the cars as they're meant to be experienced, because the cars that are automatic in this game, you will have automatic transmission controls. You will be able to select park, neutral, reverse, drive, sport. You know, if it has a sport, some of them don't. 2, 1, L, whatever. And then some of them have DCTs, dual clutch transmissions, where you can, kind of like paddle shifters in a car, you can still do drive, you can still do sport, but then you can do, like, do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can do manual shifting. And then there's also the full manual with the clutch. So, if you want any kind of information about this game, write it in the comments. What did I miss? I will fill it in either by writing a comment if it's simple enough or doing another audio tutorial if it's more complex.